This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, the next step of the morning routine.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
The next step of the morning routine. Reminders are a big part of this. Taking control of your life requires intentional action. Having a routine is a big part of that control. The past several weeks, we discussed routines and their importance in being productive. Last week, we focused on my morning journaling. My routine includes reminders, lots and lots of reminders. People that have seen my calendar and lists think I may be going a little overboard, and maybe I am, but it helps me to be more productive. It's too easy for me to get sidetracked and forget things without reminders. These reminders are on both my phone and my computer and begin to remind me as soon as they are turned on or activated. These events are all recurring and are scheduled for every day with no end date. The calendar reminders start with my Bible reading and prayer time, which is scheduled for 6 a.m. The reminder is set for 15 minutes before. Second is journaling at 6:30 a.m. with a reminder 15 minutes before. Third is getting ready at 7 a.m. with a 15-minute reminder. This includes getting dressed, packing lunch, and other miscellaneous things that need to be done before leaving home. Then comes my daily planning at 7:30 a.m., also a 15-minute reminder. Daily planning is where review and planning begin. Up to this point, the day-to-day routine doesn't change much. Daily planning is on my Outlook calendar, and after I finish getting ready, I open the event. In that event, there is a place for notes where I have a written plan with links, denoted below as link, to different OneNote pages that are action lists. Here is how that plan looks. Review life plan. Take a few minutes to review the 2025 weekly action plan and get a perspective on scheduling. Open, review, and process emails. Go through and decide what to do with them. If it doesn't require action, I can trash it or file it for future reference. If it requires action, I can respond if it takes less than a few minutes or add it to my task list to do later. Defer it by scheduling a time on my calendar to deal with it, or delegate it to someone else for action. Review to-do lists. Both my Outlook task list, due today, and personal action list, in OneNote, ask the question, what do I really need to accomplish today? If it's a really important task, move it to my calendar and schedule it. Review calendar. Note appointments and review preparation that needs done. Look at today on the calendar and review items that need to have preparation done or scheduling revisions. Review action lists. Review my major projects and categories. Consider the next actions required in each to keep things moving. Business planning action list. Admin action list. Financial action list. Production action list. Sales action list. Marketing action list. And coaching and consulting action list. Review delegated items. This is a list of items I have delegated to others and are important enough to track. If something is overdue or if I need a progress report, I send an email and nudge the person responsible. Put a note in the task itself that I sent a reminder. I open this up and go down the list. Normally, I can go through this process in 30 minutes if there aren't too many things that deviate from the norm. Just like the journal that we looked at last week, I know that this seems like a lot, and it can be. But for me, it's worth the time and effort if it helps me be more productive. The most important thing is that you figure out what works for you to help you be more productive. Next week, we'll look at the weekly action plan in more detail. If you would like to know more about daily planning or building a routine to help you be more productive, let us know in the comments or schedule a free 30-minute consultation by clicking on the link below in the description.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 Bid Mistakes That Cost Contractors a Fortune and How to Avoid Them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.